Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHI Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. Every now and then on the Sounds and Sights of Cinema, we like to offer up some programs spotlighting collaborations between directors and composers. And we're going to offer another series focusing on those relationships, and we're going to kick off that series with a program spotlighting the music of composer Howard Shore, written for the films of director David Cronenberg. And while the scores that Shore has written for Cronenberg's films aren't always the most melodic or accessible, they're always musically very interesting and do a lot to enhance Cronenberg's distinctive vision. We're going to begin with a score from 1981. This actually isn't their first collaboration together. They began in 1979 on a movie called The Brood, but we're going to begin in 1981 with a score Shore wrote for a movie called Scanners. Let's take a listen. Intense music by composer Howard Shore, written for David Cronenberg's Scanners. For my money, Cronenberg's first genuinely great film came in 1983, an ambitious movie starring James Woods called Videodrome. Let's take a listen. That's music written for Videodrome by composer Howard Shore. Incidentally, that score inspired James Woods to call Shore the Bernard Herrmann of synthesizers, for whatever that's worth. Perhaps a little bit much of a generalization, but you can hear traces of Herrmann in there, sure. We continue now with a movie from 1986 featuring an exceptionally large-scale operatic score from Shore. This is music written for David Cronenberg's The Fly. Take a listen. Thank you. Huge Music from composer Howard Shore, written for David Cronenberg's remake of The Fly. Moving ahead to 1988 and one of my favorite Cronenberg films, one which features a tremendous dual performance from actor Jeremy Irons. It's called Dead Ringers. Let's take a listen. That's music written for Dead Ringers by composer Howard Shore. Certainly a big change of pace from The Fly to Dead Ringers for sure, and he continued to experiment with his sound a bit more on the 1991 film Naked Lunch, an adaptation of the novel by William S. Burroughs. It's a fascinating and, as I said, rather challenging score, but worth the effort. Let's take a listen. I'm sorry. Music by Howard Shore, featuring work from Ornette Coleman, written for the movie Naked Lunch. Next up, we move on to one of Shore's more conventionally attractive scores, written for Cronenberg. Music for one of Cronenberg's movies that's kind of been forgotten about in recent years, but it's a very nice film, a movie called M. Butterfly. Let's take a listen. and that's music written for M. Butterfly by composer Howard Shore. Moving along to 1996 and one of David Cronenberg's most controversial films, a movie called Crash, no relation to the Paul Haggis film of the same name. Certainly an unnerving movie, but again, one which is very much a worthwhile effort. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we're featuring music written by composer Howard Shore for the films of director David Cronenberg. Next up, we offer music from a movie which is generally regarded as one of Cronenberg's most mainstream films, but even so, it's pretty out there in contrast to the majority of mainstream films, and a very entertaining science fiction blockbuster of sorts. This is music for a movie called Existenz. Let's take a listen. Music for Existenz, written by Howard Shore. Another of Cronenberg's movies, which seems to have been forgotten about by a lot of people, is one he made just a decade ago, starring Ralph Fiennes in a terrific performance. It's called Spider. Here's some of Shore's score. Thank you. Howard Shore's quietly unnerving score for Spider, featuring the Kronos Quartet. Of course, they were also prominently featured in the scores for Requiem for a Dream and Philip Glass's new score for the original Dracula. Now we move along to 2005, and a movie that represents something of a turning point in Cronenberg's career, starring Viggo Mortensen, called A History of Violence. Let's take a listen. Again, Howard Shore finds a lot of very subtle shadings in his score for A History of Violence. Next up, a really surprisingly beautiful score given the grisly content of the film. This is music from 2007 written for David Cronenberg's Eastern Promises. Thank you. music written for the film Eastern Promises by composer Howard Shore. Last but not least, we move along to another fairly attractive score, albeit one which does get rather intense from time to time. This is music for Cronenberg's A Dangerous Method. Let's take a listen. Like all of the music we featured on the program today, that music was written by Howard Shore for a movie directed by David Cronenberg, in this case, A Dangerous Method. I do hope you've enjoyed the music. I do think that Cronenberg and Shore's relationship has produced quite a few really interesting scores, and it's an interesting approach to film music which isn't heard in a lot of other places, and one that I'm looking forward to seeing continue for many years to come. Cronenberg, of course, has a new movie coming out later this year called Cosmopolis, and I'm eager to hear what Shore has come up with for this one. That just about wraps up our time together on the program today. I hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and hopefully a movie review if we get time to do it. But right now, we'll leave you with this. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.
Hold me tight, keep me cool. Going mad, don't know what to do. Do I need a friend? Well, I need one now. All the days of my life, all the days of my life, all the days I owe you. All I've done for me, all you gave, you gave for free. I gave nothing in return, and there's little left of me. All the days of my life, all the days of my life, all the days I owe. Those storms.